I've been gone for a month. My name is Peter. I'm new here, that means, so I get to make mistakes all through the service, and we won't be back. We are coming, today is the 2nd of July. How many of you knew this? It was a new month. Okay. July 4th is coming up. How many of you knew that? Okay. Do you know what the most patriotic occupation is? Optometrists. Optometrists. Do you know why an optometrist is more patriotic than anyone else? Every patient, they say, "Oh, say, can you see?" I didn't. That one's from off the internet. Welcome and good morning. The back of the bulletin has some of the things going on this week. The calendar for the upcoming week. It does omit the fact that we will not be present here on 4th of July. It is a holiday. Some of you may not have known that. So if you're planning to come and visit the office for some reason, it will be closed on Tuesday and Wednesday this week. Other announcements. What other announcements do we have for the good of the order? I want you to know what a great time. I was with you in worship every Sunday. We were connected over the internet. And so, Michael, are we online virtually? We're not sure. Stephanie says we are. So we have those of us present physically as well as those virtually present, and a good gathering of virtual persons. So lots of people. Some are here in spirit. Amen? Amen. I was going to say something about that. I can't remember what it was. I'm new here. Today we will celebrate Holy Communion. Will the Pastor Antonio assist with communion? Yes. Will you assist in serving? Very good. We will be serving communion in the United Methodist Church. Communion is open. All can partake. We have open and invite all to Christ's table. So come and partake, as is our usual way, by coming down the center aisle, partaking of the elements, and returning by the side aisles. I did get to see some of the Vacation Bible School set up when it was here. If you have not, some of it is still set up downstairs. You left some of the lights up, didn't you, Stephanie? All right. If you want a wonderful tour into space, go down with Stephanie. She can give you a tour of that. Wonderful job. And we need to thank Stephanie for a great job doing Vacation Bible School again. Are there other things that we need to announce by way of for the good of the order? I don't see any others. Stand, wave hello to one another. Let's prepare for our call to worship.
If you'll remain standing for the call to worship. We come today to celebrate and rejoice in the gifts of all of God's people and the contributions given to each other in the body of Christ. We come today to worship the giver of breath, who breathes life into our lungs and spirits. We represent many languages, many nations. May we walk in holiness and peace all the days on this earth. O God, bless our gathering and worship. May all that we do be holy in your sight.
Creator, we ever search for peace, joy,
happiness, and most of all, your presence in our lives.
Amen.
If you'll remain standing for the opening hymn, they will know we are Christians. Should be on the screen and in the Faith We Sing book 22-23.
We are one in the Spirit, we are
Christians by our love, by our love. Yes, they'll know we are Christians by our love. We'll work with each other, we will work side by side. We will work with each other, we will work side by side. And we'll guard human dignity, save human pride. And they'll know we are Christians by our love, by our love. Yes, they'll know we are Christians by our love. Praise to the Father, to whom all things come, and all praise to Christ Jesus, God's only Son. And all praise to the Spirit who makes us one. And they'll know we are Christians. Yes, they'll know we are Christians by our love. Please be seated. This morning I read from the 21st chapter of Genesis, beginning with the 8th verse. Abraham and Sarah's son Isaac grew and was weaned, and Abraham made a great feast on the day that Isaac was weaned. But Sarah saw the son of Hagar the Egyptian, whom she had borne to Abraham, playing with her son Isaac. So she said to Abraham, "Cast out this slave woman with her son, for the son of this slave woman shall not inherit along with my son Isaac." The matter was very distressing to Abraham on account of his son. But God said to Abraham, "Do not be stressed because of the boy and because of your slave woman. Whatever Sarah says to you, do as she tells you, for it is through Isaac that offspring shall be named for you. As for the son of the slave woman, I will make a nation of him also, because he is your offspring." So Abraham rose early in the morning and took bread and a skin of water and gave it to Hagar, putting it on her shoulder along with the child, and sent her away. And she departed and wandered about in the wilderness of Beersheba. When the water in the skin was gone, she cast the child under one of the bushes. Then she went and sat opposite him, a good way off, about the distance of a bow shot, for she said, "Do not let me look on the death of the child." And as she sat opposite him, she lifted up her voice and wept. And God heard the voice of the boy, and the angel of God called to Hagar from heaven and said to her, "What troubles you, Hagar? Do not be afraid, for God has heard the voice of the boy where he is. Come, lift up the boy and hold him fast with your hand, for I will make a great nation of him." Then God opened her eyes, and she saw a well of water. She went and filled the skin with water and gave the boy a drink. God was with the boy, and he grew up. He lived in the wilderness and became an expert with the bow. He lived in the wilderness of Paran, and his mother got a wife for him from the land of Egypt. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Richard. Well done, and good job. I have been gone for a month. What are the prayers of the community? Can you tell me who we're praying for? On the back of the bulletin, we have some of those listed. I want you to just glance through those and be aware. I have received news this morning that the prayer for Dawn's mother, who's in hospice, that Dawn's mother has passed away. So we do list Dawn's mother, and want to share in the journey from life to death to life again. Prayers for Don and Tom Larson. Other prayer concerns, other things by way of concern, the family. We had a record in June of more rain than we have ever received before recorded. A lot of rain. I apologize for that. I turned my sprinklers on very early. So, of course, they didn't run, which is all right with me. Amen? Aurora has changed its watering. We are no longer in drought, according to the city of Aurora. We are grateful for that. Amen. Other prayer concerns. We continue to lift wars and rumors of war. People of Ukraine and Russia. People who have experienced flooding out of what's occurring. People who are experiencing difficult and hot weather. We think it might get a little warm today and tomorrow. That's nothing compared to down south, 120 degrees hot. Prayers for those. Prayers for those who cannot find ways to stay cool and whose lives, very lives, are in jeopardy. Other prayer concerns. Anyone else? Please come to the mic. Or you want me to repeat after you? Either way.
Come. I just want to say pray for the people in France.
Thank you. Richard has been to France this year. Yes?
Huh?
You were in France this year. You were in Paris?
Yeah, just a month ago.
Richard was in Paris a month ago, and he wants to lift those people. They are experiencing unrest and difficulties and riots and division. So prayers for them.
I have one more. Thank you.
Pull that mic down just a little bit.
There was another mass shooting overnight in Baltimore. 2 people killed, 28 injured. So I don't know how to pray for that anymore.
Yeah, I don't either. I don't know. Thank you. Thank you. As Barbara said, I don't know how to pray for that. I don't know what to pray about. But we need to be in the midst of that with our prayers. It's not right. Amen? Anyone else? I don't want to cut anyone short. I do have to share with you, before I departed for our time off in June, I left a copy of all the birthdays for June right here on the pulpit. I found it this morning on the floor underneath the trash can, so that's why none of you knew what all those birthdays were. Somehow that list got lost. Good job for all the people, and I want to thank Mark for preaching for me. Did he do good?
Yeah.
He did all right. Nalu's not here. Did he do good? We haven't got Antonio to preach in here yet, but we will, won't we? Amen? He's not here this morning. I'm not sure why he's not here this morning, but he's not here. Are you here, but you're not here, Antonio, Pastor? All right. Birthdays and anniversaries. We celebrated Mark and Ellen Doctor anniversary last Friday, 22 years. Amen for you guys. Don and Tom Larson's anniversary is Monday, 46 years married. Monday, Antonio and Lucy Tolatau anniversary. Lucy's saying no, they never got married. Is that right? She's shaking her head no. How many years? Neil, how many years? You need some time to figure it out. Lucy, how many years? 44. I knew she would knew, and I knew Neil would not. 44 years. Amen. Lori Danielson celebrating a birthday on Tuesday. Louise Jasper on Wednesday. Siosa Yana on Thursday. Thursday. Birthdays and anniversaries. Much partying going on over there at the Tolatau house. Others, have I missed anyone?
My wife Susan has a birthday Wednesday. How? 14th.
Wednesday the 14th. That's next. That's the week after.
That's the week after. Oh, well, our country has a birthday on Tuesday.
Oh, true. Our birthday has a country on Tuesday, July 4th. Happy birthday, America. Amen. How many years? I can't do math that fast either, but we're happy birthday. By the way, we've been celebrating all week. All right. Let's turn to our unison prayer. Let us read responsively. God of all creation and of all people, hear your people gathered in prayer. We come together today as one family to offer up to you our worship. Remind us, O Lord, that family does not end with sons, daughters, mothers, or fathers, but continues to include friends and strangers. May we open our hearts to those different from us and not fear those who do not mirror our own image. We thank you today, God, for the diversity you have created. And strive to live life of Amen. I invite you to a moment of silent meditation in preparation for prayer. Loving Lord God, creator of flowers and tulips and columbines, of birds and grass growing and of the verdant nature all around us, we gather with you. Loving Lord God of a universe of rain and of floods and of volcanoes and of hurricanes and of rainstorms, thunderstorms, hail and sleet. Lord God, it is your creation and we are in the midst of it. Thank you for being with us. Amen. Lord God, God of all people, people of different colors, of different nations, of different traditions, of different religions, of different political groups, Lord God, be with us. You know the prayers we lift before we lift them, Lord, and you know those in our hearts. You know where we need to grow. Thank you for being with us through travail and nudging us in our complacency. Lord God, thank you. And Lord God, as we come, we gather, we give thanks. We give thanks for all that we have. Food on our tables abundantly. Clothes on our back, roofs over our heads, safety, medical abilities, hospitals and nurses and doctors and firefighters, police officers, all caring for one another, for your creation. We give you thanks. Amen. Lord God, as we come and gather, be with us. Be with us that as a people we follow you, we seek Christ, we sharpen our eyes to see his guidance, to see his presence around us, to hear your still small voice, and to respond as God would have us respond. Lord, be with us. Be with us as we gather with people around the world with the prayer that Jesus taught us, the Lord's Prayer, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. As Barbara prepares for the offertory, give a moment to give thanks for what we have, for what we've received, for the heritage upon which this church stands, and for our part in keeping Christ's good works working. The offering plates are in the back. We thank you for your giving and your dedication to Christ. Thank you.
Once more, I'll have you stand, if you're willing and able, for the reading of the gospel. We continue our study of the book of Matthew, the 10th chapter, beginning at verse 34. Do not think that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I have not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to set man against his father, and a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and one's foes will be members of one's own household. Whoever loves father and mother more than me is not worthy of me, and whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever does not take up the cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Those who find their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will find it. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks
be to God. You may be seated.
I'm new here. Is the sermon next? Is that what's happening now? I had a bit of a shock on that. I went to print my sermon. I was working on it one last time about 9 a.m., and I went to print it. Came out blank. I can read that to you if you'd like. Maybe we should go on. Celebrations of Independence Day. How many of you are prepared to have a big party? Yeah, we're real wild things in here, aren't we? I'll tell you what. I live next to a park, and the firecrackers have been going on for weeks already. We never buy fireworks at our house. All we have to do is walk out front, and there are plenty of people, hooligans, firing off all kinds of munitions. It's a bit unsettling sometimes. I don't know if you are aware, but fireworks can be hard for returning veterans. Veterans of recent conflicts, that it sounds enough like gunfire that it is not comforting. I had cousins who had fought in Vietnam. My brother and I went out to celebrate with our firecrackers, and we got an earful. We went further out of earshot and continued our mayhem. But I pray that no one is injured, and I pray that our fireworks do not remind us of glorifying war, but remind us of sacrifices made. And I pray for the wisdom of young people with fireworks and young people with guns. May God mend our every flaw. Amen. Today we celebrate this beautiful nation. This is an awesome, beautiful, and July with all of this rain has brought things to grow that I did not know grew. There are amazing things happening. Are your gardens burgeoning as well? Are your plants beyond imagined? And lawns growing. I thought my lawn had turned into a prairie, but it is now a full-blown lawn. Purple mountains, majesty, amber waves of grain. What a beautiful nation, and what lush harvest we are promised amidst the fruited plain. Sound like familiar words? I hope so. Well, let's pray that God will crown our nation with brotherhood and sisterhood, I suppose, in this day and age. We celebrate that. Our scriptures today were unusual for a reading for Independence Day. You know, some churches don't have anything to do with Independence Day or state national holidays. They focus otherwise. But our scripture was an unusual one for this choice, wasn't it? What did you think of that Old Testament scripture that Richard read? Abraham and Isaac and Ishmael. There's these two brothers. You remember that Ishmael is the firstborn. Sarah could not bear any children, and so she told Abraham to go to Ishmael and have a child so that there would be some children born. But then God opens Sarah's womb and along comes Isaac. I wonder if what kind of fighting was going on. There's allusions to a division between them. We don't really know much about them. Do you think that the brothers were quarreling between each other? Have you ever known brothers that didn't quarrel at some point in time? How many of you have a brother or a sister? Did any of you ever quarrel? Neo is grinning from ear to ear. I don't know what that's about. So quarreling happens. It's an interesting thing. Regardless of how we are, who we are, there is division. There were times I could not stand to be around my brother, my kid brother. And there are times that I have missed him to the depths of my heart. It's an odd human condition, isn't it? But that division that occurred, the two brothers divided, the firstborn Ishmael, and we heard the story of Abraham taking them out into the wilderness, sending them out with only a loaf of bread and a jug of water to drink. Ishmael will go on. And we don't read about that study that much, but he is the father. It is through him of the lineage of the Muslims comes. The princes of Muslim, of Islam. Isaac, of course, will bear Jacob and have the 12 tribes, and he will become the father of Israel and our inheritance through Christianity. So here are the two groups divided and with one father, Abraham. Father Abraham had many sons. I just can't resist going into that every time I read that. Many sons had Father Abraham. I'm not going to sing anymore, I promise. I'm going to stop there. But here, two groups, two united groups, divided, and yet with a common heritage that ties us, and with whom God is with both. Did you hear that? When Abraham is concerned because Sarah insists that they cast Ishmael and Hagar out into the wilderness, God says, it's okay. It's okay, I'm with them. It's all right. So God is with Ishmael and Hagar. God is with Abraham, Sarah, and Isaac. God is with both sides. That's a good thing. So we turn to Matthew. What a wonderful scripture. Wasn't that wonderful and uplifting and just heartwarming? I have not come to bring peace, but a sword. Oh, my goodness. It just doesn't sound like Jesus I know. You know, he's walking around carrying a baby lamb. I'm sure he's singing lullabies to the baby lamb. Lover of the children. Don't stop the kids. Let them come to me. The Jesus that's sweet and warm and heals and cares and loves. And here he says, I have not come to bring peace, but a sword. I think Matthew just got it wrong. That's the easiest way to explain it away, but the reality is that we are not students enough of the Old Testament to understand some of what's happening here. How many of you are tremendously familiar with the Old Testament? I didn't see a single hand go up for those of you who are watching over the internet. How many of you know how many prophets there were? 17. I'll give $100 to any of you that can name all 17 right now. I'm not sure I could pull it off right here. I might be able to. I'd get close. But there is the prophet that Richard read this morning, Micah. You've heard of, and we're going to go to that slide in just a second here now, Stephanie. Are you ready? Are you ready, Miss Stephanie? Stephanie's running the PowerPoint this morning. Pia is ill. Prayer for Pia. Prayer for Stephanie. Here's Micah, and it says, for the son treats the father with contempt. The daughter rises up against her mother. The daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. Your enemies are members of your own household. Thank you, Stephanie. Jesus knew that scripture. We didn't know it, did we? He's reflecting that. He's remembering that. He knows that scripture, as would good students. All of the people that were listening to him, they would have known that scripture. And it reflects on how, yes, there is division. His prophecy reflecting there is conflict, there is division, there will be division. Families divided, one generation against the other. But Jesus brings good news. It's good news that's in the middle of that Old Testament, and he just reflects it. God is with both sides. God is with both sides of the division. God is with Ishmael and with Isaac, with Jews and with Muslims, with Democrats and Republicans, with hawks and doves, with male and female, with black and white and brown and tan, and I guess I can't get green in there anywhere, can I? What else can I work in? I guess yellow is a color of some of God's created people. God is with all. Even amongst the division, God is with all of those divided. Neither Melba nor I went to our annual conference this year. I am retired and didn't want to go. But the schism has widened. Some churches have now, what's the term, divested? Disaffiliated. There's a political word if ever there was one. Some churches have left this conference, this denomination. They're forming their own denomination, and I tried to figure out which churches and where and who they were. There's not a list that I'm aware of. Have you seen anything? Nope. My heart breaks because some of those churches I know. And the bishop wrote a note about that. She reflected on hearts broken. Is this fresh water? Does anybody know? Living water. Whoever put this here, thank you. Was that Melba? Grace to you, my sister. Thank you. The bishop wrote in her letter that her heart was breaking over the division. And she prayed peace, even as those disaffiliated. And she prayed God's presence and love on all the peoples. God is with both sides. And if the peoples, regardless of where and which denomination, which affiliation, if we are about doing Christ's work, then amen, we'll do it. I hope that this July 4th is kind of a day of unity. Are there people that don't like to celebrate the 4th of July? I don't know. I tried to think that through, and I think it's pretty universally, nationally, it's a pretty good holiday, and everybody gets on board, and lots of firecrackers and eats and carrying on. Unity, amen. Pretty exciting. I don't imagine it was at the very beginning. Can you imagine being members of the colony? And the king, was it King George II? What was the king when in 1776? George III? Melba says it was George III. I'm not going to argue. I don't know, but you might have been a family of people, faithful members of the colony, acknowledging your monarchy, the king. And all of a sudden, some people jumping up and said, we need to split off from them. I guess I haven't preached in a while. My voice isn't holding out. I yelled at Melissa plenty. Not enough, I guess. But you can imagine families in that day and age when all of a sudden the division comes. Are you going to be loyal to England or are you going to be loyal to the new America? A lot of the Methodist clergy, the Methodist Church, was in its founding days, and Methodists had come over from England, and Methodist preachers had come over from England. Almost all of them left when the division erupted. Almost all of them had to depart. They would have been tarred and feathered had they not. They knew that the division was deep, and people were pretty wound up about the whole thing. And the division, can you imagine it? Sitting around the dinner table, mother against daughter and father against son and stepdaughter against mother, stepson against father, division. And yet somehow out of all that division, we are now allies and friends and all is well. I don't think they celebrate the 4th of July in England. Anybody know? Has anybody been in England on the July 4th? I imagine they know what it is, but I don't think they celebrate it. But that's okay. I have to think about that and think about how we are about being united and how we are about being one people in God. And some of the struggles to do that. Do you ever struggle being with people that are different from you? People with whom you might disagree, people with different opinions, God forbid. I have one little bit of advice that I learned inadvertently in seminary. One of the classes that you take in seminary is theology. So theology talks about all the, you remember Mark's sermon? He talked about a bunch of theologians on Father's Day, fathers, spiritual fathers. And he named a whole bunch of different theologians. Some of them you probably knew. Did you? You went over Zwingli, didn't you? You pronounced him differently, but that was okay because we got Zwingli in there. But there were all of these different theologians with different ideas, conflicting, agreeing, disagreeing, all of the different points in that. And in theology class, the teacher decided to kind of do kind of an oral test for all of us. She set up what's called a fishbowl. Hold on. All those flowers, God bless them. She set up a fishbowl, and in the center of the room, there were four, five, six chairs, and each one had a name on it for a different theologian. And she asked for volunteers. She said, somebody sit in each one of those seats, and let's discuss theology. And you're going to discuss it from the point of view of that person whose chair you're sitting in. You get the concept? So here are these five or six different theologians, and you would sit in and you would argue. And well, I knew that grade probably depended upon that, and I'm kind of a shy individual. I hate to be in front of a crowd of people. That was kind of a joke, but also kind of a true statement. At any rate, there were all the different chairs, and I decided, well, I know this one theologian pretty well. I really agree with this one theologian. I don't remember who it was at this point in time. But at any rate, I thought, well, I'll jump in. So I tapped somebody on the shoulder, and I sat down, and I realized that I had picked a different theologian than I thought I had picked. So I had sat in the chair of someone that actually I didn't agree with very much. And I sat there, and I looked at it, and I looked around and I said, I think I sat in the wrong seat. And everybody started to laugh. And I said, but, and I took on that persona of the person whose seat I was seated, the one where I was. And so I had to argue from that theologian's perspective, although I disagreed with it. It was enlightening. When we walk in another person's shoes, it may change us. It pointed out to me that sitting in this theologian's shoes, I could see that perspective and understand and at least respect that perspective. There is division. Yes? You need to say yes in response. Let's try it. There's division, yes? Hey, we got her there. All right. I'm still learning. I'm new here. And out of that division, we need to figure out who and what we are and whose we are. And that's what Jesus ends up saying. Whoever loves father or mother, son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Not worthy of me. Love one another. That's all it's called. That's where it is. Neil, let's do communion. Come. I don't think we're going to read the ceremony. Let me just talk you through it. Let's just talk about it. Come. Incredible creatures of habit. Did you notice that we came to the church, the front here on wrong sides, and we switched because it's just the way it's done. Communion is that act of remembering the last night Jesus had with the disciples in the Passover feast. They were all gathered in a meal that was very traditional, with traditional parts and traditional scripts. And everybody had different things that they said. And it was all very well set out ahead of time. And everybody knew what they were doing. And it was a wonderful food. It's a great meal. Lots of wines, like a perfect Thanksgiving feast, if you will. But they got to a certain point in the service, and Jesus broke away from that. And he took the bread. It was the matzah, and it was like a cracker, and he gave thanks to God for it. And then he broke it. And he said, This reminds, remember this, and remember my body broken for you. And when you gather, do this to remember me. The disciples kind of looked at one another. You can imagine their confusion. Here he goes again. And the meal went on, and they get to the very end. And at the end of the meal, there's only one cup left on the table. It's called the Elijah cup. It's waiting for the prophet Elijah to return, and there's a cup set on the table for him, ready for him when he returns. And by golly, Jesus picked it up, and he gave thanks to God for it. Because we need to give thanks to God for all we receive. Amen? And then he took a sip and he offered it to all his disciples. And he said, drink from this, all of you. All of you drink from this. There's something in that. People of all places and all divisions, everybody, you don't have to agree with each other, but you all drink from this, for this is my blood of the new covenant. The new commandment, and that commandment, love one another as I have loved you. Amen. Come and partake in remembrance in that act of Holy Eucharist, of communion. Amen? Neil and I are up here whispering because we didn't really make this arrangements ahead of time properly. So we're pointing to people that have helped serve before and who we know are experts and professionals. And Mark and Finau, welcome. Let's pray together. Lord, thank you for this, the gifts of your blood, the gifts of the bread, remembering your holy, human, living presence, guiding us, uniting us. Amen? Amen. Amen.
I'll ask you to stand one last time as we celebrate this wonderful land.
The God Spirit speaking to us. We're not quite sure why the organ misbehaved there for just speaking to us and celebrating. Amen? Divided? Okay. United in Christ. Amen? God, the name, and the Holy Spirit. Come and go. Join hands. Let's sing our closing.
Go now in peace, go now in peace. May the love of God surround you everywhere, everywhere.